60 years ago, Bobby Kane became the first African-American man to graduate from an integrated school in Tennessee and the South. Just 1 year before, he and 11 other black students had enrolled. They became known as the Clinton 12. This week, Kane gave a rare presentation to social studies teachers in hopes that his personal story might help their students get more excited about civil rights history. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Bobby Kane lived just a few blocks away from all-white Clinton High School. Yet every day, he and other students have been bused to a black school in Knoxville. He says he preferred the long bus rides to the cold shoulders at Clinton.
It was difficult in terms of meeting new friends, but the problem was we didn't have friends. At least I know I didn't have any friends.
He didn't have much of a choice. Anderson County would no longer pay for tuition and transportation across county lines. As the days passed, protesters rioted, overturning cars, smashing windows, and threatening to blow up city buildings. The governor eventually called in the National Guard. Kane says not all students were aggressive, but they also weren't too friendly.
The white students, if they had talked to me, they would probably have gotten jumped on. It was a year of really not any friends, to be honest.
When graduation rolled around, the principal organized a group of white students to protect him at the ceremony. One of them was hurt when Kane was assaulted by a group of fellow classmates. While the Clinton 12 broke racial barriers, the Little Rock 9 received much more national attention when they integrated an Arkansas school a year later. Kane points out that those students were handpicked by the NAACP.
We did not receive any protections. They were escorted into the school by the 101st Airborne Unit, and they also received medallions from the president.
The fact that their story is lesser known is the reason Bill Carey, founder of Tennessee History for Kids, thought it was so important for Kane to share his firsthand account with educators.
In Bobby's case, this happened in 1957, so it really isn't that far away from us when we realize that someone like that is still in our midst. And he's somebody who you might sit next to in an airplane and not realize that he's a real civil rights hero and he lives in Nashville.
After Kane's graduation, he went on to TSU and still works in Nashville government. His school was bombed the year after he left, but the Little Rock 9 still overshadowed the Clinton 12.
Clinton was just put in the background. I don't know if it was by choice. We never talked about it until probably about 40 years afterwards.
Even now, Kane doesn't revel in the attention and turns down most appearances, but he does hope that telling the story to teachers could help the next generation appreciate the civil rights struggle in their own state. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.